The Durham Public Schools Foundation has awarded $135,000 in grant funding to invest in innovative solutions to 26 Durham Public Schools. And joining us now, very happy to be joined by Senior Program Manager for the DPS Foundation, Taylor Atler. Taylor, how are you?
I'm good, Deb. How are you?
I'm doing great. So, first of all, where will this money be going to, and what will the money be used for?
Yeah, so all of the funds will be directly benefiting 27 projects across Durham Public Schools. Like you mentioned, it will impact 26 different schools, which we're really excited about. The projects vary in what they're tackling or trying to answer the question of, but they've centered this year around some focus areas that we wanted to introduce, including addressing absenteeism, supporting our most vulnerable students, building some support systems for our youth, and some other things, but really geared towards supporting and funding teacher, student, and family innovation.
Now, these grants tend to fall in two categories. I'll throw them both at you here. You can explain what they are. What is the Whole Schools Fund?
Yeah, so the Whole Schools Fund centers on our projects that are directly supporting mental health and wellness of our students and our families. We like to say we want things that are benefiting everybody in the school building. So the bus driver, the custodian, everyone that is impacting our students directly all have a role in making sure their wellness is centered. So those projects really lean into piloting ideas that center that.
And then there are innovation grants. What will that entail?
Yeah, so our innovation grants are when we're thinking about bold, transformative ideas that are equitable and accessible. This year, we have those themes that I mentioned around absenteeism and supporting our most vulnerable students. But that's our general innovative ideas when we really want to make sure we're putting money and resources behind those ideas that come out of our schools.
Now, there are a lot of projects that the committee that looked at various applications reviewed, and there are some really creative ones here, including a project called Drive to Thrive, and this is over at Brogdon Middle School. What is that?
Yeah, so that project, they're going to be creating Lego engines, and so students will get introduced to STEM in a really cool and innovative way using Legos. And so it allows for them to see different pathways and in getting introduced in STEM, but also just thinking about long term. What does it look like to get into engineering and those types of fields? So it's a good introductory point for those students to have exposure.
Imagine those Legos. You have to have a lot of Legos in order to create an engine, suitable car engine that can look as much like the real thing as it possibly can.
Yeah.
And also, there's a mental health support proposal for School for Creative Studies. What is that?
Yeah, so School for Creative Studies, that project is centered around supporting our special education students, or in DPS, we call them exceptional students. And so really building out supports for them to have pathways for success and also spaces where they're able to take a moment, reset themselves, have tools like sensory toys, fidget spinners, those types of things to really be able to be their best selves, be successful, and thrive. That project is kind of centering those things.
At a time when there is a government shutdown, I know that the schools could use the funding, although schools may not be directly impacted. There is a lot of uncertainty around the world right now. So DPS doling out these grants to 14 elementary, 2 middle schools, 7 high schools, and 3 secondary schools, I know will help. And the committee that looked at this, the Durham Public School Foundation, it received a lot of applications, did they not?
Yeah, we received 93 applications in total this year, and our review committee was comprised of about 35 people, some community members, some on our team, all helping to decide who would get this funding.
And overall, 27 projects have been awarded by this, not just those that I mentioned. Those are 2 that I mentioned, but 27 as a whole from 26 Durham Public Schools have been awarded. So I know it's a very exciting time right now, and overall $135,000 in grant funding awarded to 26 Durham Public Schools by the DPS Foundation. Taylor Atler is the Senior Program Manager. Taylor, thank you so much for joining us here today. We appreciate it. Congratulations to those schools that have been awarded. Take care.
Thank you. Thanks, you too.